This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We're going to pop the hood and go under the hood with Dan Watson. He's our in-house expert in the realm of lubrication and synthetics. A gentleman with more than 35 years worth of experience and also a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist. So he'll be joining us momentarily anytime throughout the hour. If you would like to talk to us, we would love to talk to you. Mackenzie's running the board, so you can call him up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or email me, bob@autoworldradio.com, and danwatson@theloopage.com. Speaking of the man himself, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth our expert when it comes to all things lubrication. Here's Dan Watson. Dan, thanks for your time. How are you doing?
I'm good on this evening, Bob. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Thanks very much for asking. If you are with us in the first hour of the program, we were talking a lot about the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles, and no matter how you slice it, electric vehicles continue to dominate, and news of more and more makers getting into the fray, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next decade or so. What's going to happen to the lubrication process when and if the country turns towards electric vehicles and away from internal combustion engines, Dan?
Well, it is a good question, because anybody that's in this business that I'm in, you would obviously be concerned. It's kind of like the guys that were making wheels for the wagons, and when the first internal combustion engine came into life and they had the first little car driving around, of course they looked and were concerned about what's going to happen to our wagons, right? So,
yeah.
It's something that naturally would concern people. I think one of the things to put in perspective from the lubrication side is, as long as it's got moving parts, there's something going to lubricate it. I mean, we can't roll down the road without having wheel bearings, you know, for the wheels and different things that would require lubrication. Electric motors have bearings that require lubrication, but it's different kinds of lubrication than typically what's in an internal combustion engine. However, one thing to put in perspective, again, it's a matter of terminology, because when they talk about the percentage of cars in the future that will be electric versus those that are internal combustion engines, either gas or diesel, what is kind of missed in this discussion is that the prognosticators, the people talking about this, consider electrification of automobiles to include hybrids. In other words, we think, if you say an electric car, at least I do, and maybe you do, Bob, that they're talking about, hey, this is a battery-powered, 100% electric car.
Yep.
However, in all the statistics they produce for future mix of cars, that is not what they're saying. They call electrification of cars to be if you have electric motors that will move the car. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not running from the generator that's on the gasoline engine because the batteries have run down, so that's a hybrid. You can have a hybrid, which is, it's a battery, a gasoline engine with a generator that would charge those batteries and provide you power through its own power shifting mechanism to run straight off the gasoline engine if you're on a trip and that car runs out of battery power. So this is a little more complex than just saying, when will we all be driving large golf carts, you know what I mean? In other words, all battery powered. That's not what they envision. They envision an ever-increasing amount of hybrids, because until we have a real significant breakthrough in batteries that can be economically applied into the transportation market, we continue to be limited by the range of battery-powered vehicles. So by making a hybrid, you overcome that difficulty that you're not going to be stranded because your battery ran out and you're on the Jersey Turnpike or something trying to come back from Philadelphia to New York and your battery runs out, right? So having that backup gasoline capability is a real security blanket for battery-powered cars. However, I believe, just my own personal opinion is, that we're going to see an ever-increasing amount of fully 100% battery-powered vehicles inside of urban central areas.
Yes.
And for two reasons. One is it just completely solves the pollution problem. When you end up in a big city like Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, and even Denver, they worry about, with all the moving transportation in that central city area, that you could get some pollution levels that the government will not allow. So you move over to electric cars, taxis, and the like inside the central zone of the city, and you can really kill two birds with one stone. You can clean up any pollution, and the electric cars can, if it's a taxi fleet, probably be traded out on like an 8-hour shift where the car comes back in, the guy hops out of that, goes home, but the next guy is coming out on his shift, takes a different cab that's already charged up, and they're just rotating and cycling and doing their work. The other part is when you get to buses. Buses actually in central cities are one of the sources of pollution that nobody talks about, because they really have a hard time keeping a big, heavy bus with a big diesel engine in it just being clean as a whistle. It's hard to do. So if you can convert those buses to a type of electric propulsion, then all of a sudden you've really overcome another thing. But I don't think we're going to see a Greyhound bus leaving Boston that's on its way to San Diego that's going to be electric powered.
Yes.
Just too far. So back to the lube part of it, I'm going to have a small gasoline engine, which is still going to require motor oil and the kind of things to run it, that is the backup for the electric system when it needs to be there. I've also got typically a transmission, some type of power transfer device. We'll call it a transmission because it may be able to shift between electric and the gasoline mode and have the ability to do that internally. And that's going to require lubrication, and the wheel's going to require lubrication, and if it's got a differential in it, that requires lubrication. So if it's moving, we got to lubricate it. Now, if you're making fuel, gasoline, we would all be delighted that it'll take less gasoline to operate that hybrid than it does for a standard gasoline-powered car, so that would be going in the right direction. And I tell you, I think if you've ever driven one, Bob, the movement into these hybrid vehicles has been pretty successful. I mean, they have turned out to be more rugged than they were first anticipated. There are people worrying about that the batteries are going to die at an early age and cost thousands of dollars replaced. My friends that own them are almost now at twice what was the first anticipated battery life, and they're still going strong. Mm-hmm. So it's turned out better than was anticipated, and I think that's a good thing, because if the hybrids work right, that may be the wave of the future, especially for small vehicles.
So true. Like you said, the city urban dwellers in particular. We'll put it in neutral when we come back on the other side. We're going to take your questions. And don't forget, you can call into us live at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long with Dan Watson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Our lubrication expert, Dan Watson, is with us. Welcome back to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Telephone-wise, you can give us a call, 855-660-4261. Doesn't cost you a dime from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261. Or you can send us emails, myself, Bob, at autoworldradio.com, or shoot it directly to Dan, danwatson@theloopage.com. And Dan, we've got a question from Gary in Ocala, Florida, listening on WOCA, one of our new affiliate stations. And he writes, my car calls for a special transmission fluid for the CVT transmission. Can I use AMSOIL ATF for this application? A very good question. There are lots of these transmissions out there on the road now, Dan.
Absolutely. It's important to understand this for our listeners that although you think of a constant variable transmission as just another type of automatic, it's really a different machine. It's not the same. And it can't use standard transmission fluids. It uses a different, it's a little bit different weight and also has different additives in it to satisfy different requirements inside that transmission. And if you use standard ATF, it might work some, but it probably would have some other slipping problems and eventually would do damage to itself. So when you have a CVT transmission, make sure that you use a fluid that specifically says that it is for a CVT, not the same as a regular automatic transmission or a manual transmission. This is a special device. And the object of CVTs is that it can vary its ratio, the gear ratio, if you will, in the transmission, constantly in order to give you the very best efficiency for the speed, the gear ratio, and the engine RPM. In doing that, you're trying to extract the very best fuel economy and power transfer that you can. The thing to understand, and most guys that have ever fooled around with cars know this, is that the engine does not produce the same power in all RPMs. In other words, at idle, say 500, 600, 700 RPM, it's producing a certain amount of power. But it may be that that engine's sweet spot is between 1,800 and 2,500 RPMs, where it produces the best torque, the best horsepower, and it's running in what you might call its sweet spot. So if you can have a transmission that will keep the engine in that sweet spot, then it'll be the most efficient. Not let it lug down too idle or have it running at too high an RPM where it's wasting energy and not transferring the majority of it. So that's what a CVT is for. They use special fluid, and you cannot use anything except the special fluid for the CVT. Now, they're made by different people. I would tell you that AMSOIL Synthetic makes one if you're looking for a synthetic. And I would. I mean, my goodness, all these new marvelous pieces of technology, protect them with the very best that you can.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it for the CVT, Bob.
Excellent. Very good question. Thank you, Gary. Mike in Texas writes us, and he's got an interesting question here. What is the difference between DOT 3/4 and DOT 5 brake fluid?
Yeah, I think what he's asking there is this stuff is referred to as DOT 3, DOT 4, or DOT 5. And what that DOT stands for, which is exactly the way you read it, Bob, is for Department of Transportation. Okay, it's a rating that's issued from the Department of Transportation because they get a little finicky about brakes, you know, trying to make sure that we can stop before we run into people or over people. Now, what you have in brake fluid for our listeners is that this stuff is, it's a hydraulic fluid, basically. When you press the brakes, you can have standard, the old days, you hit that pedal, and the harder you push, the more it would create pressure to go down through the lines and hydraulically operate the wheel cylinder, which would push the brake, the brake shoes out and engage. Now we have calipers, which you've got a disc that's circular just like the tire, but you've got a caliper with two pads, one on each side. And what happens is that when your brake pressure goes on the hydraulics will squeeze the caliper and put those brake pads against that disc, and that's what is causing the friction, which slows you down or stops you. Now, the problem is with brakes, you've now got power-assisted brakes. And what that means is more than just your foot pushing on a plunger, which would be providing the pressure through a manually actuated hydraulic system of your foot pressure transferring it. We actually now use power-assisted brakes, meaning that you push on that brake, but there's a power assistance that actually gives you an amplified amount of pressure down through those lines to put the pressure on that caliper or those, if we've still got any shoes, you might have them on the back, but you'll have calipers on the front. And so what do you do with brake fluid? Well, here's the deal. Brake fluid, all of it's going to be some type of synthetic fluid. But what you're looking for with this DOT rating of the reason he's asking about DOT 3-4, those usually today are just one product satisfies both of those, but DOT 5 is a different animal. And what that is temperature rating. You might ask, well, my gosh, are we talking about the difference between being in Arizona or the difference between being in Minneapolis? And no, it's not the ambient temperature. It's how hot this fluid will get when it is operating the brake. See, when you put on that the disc brakes up in the front, you're putting two calipers against a rotating disc. You're going to create some heat because that is friction. As that thing continues to rotate with those calipers against it, you create some heat, and that heat radiates right back into the hydraulic cylinder that is actually trying to put the pressure on. Now, basic hydraulics for our listeners, you have to go by the theory in hydraulics that the liquid is not compressible. Whatever it is, it's not compressible. So that when you have a movement that requires that to compress, it's like pushing that with liquid against that plunger, and it'll do it. Okay, now here's what happens. If it gets hot enough to flash the liquid to any kind of vapor, then vapor is compressible. Remember, Bob, when they talk about people going downhill, they got an RV, they got something, and they're going downhill and they're riding their brakes and their brakes begin to get spongy?
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll finish that when we come back, but this is what we're talking about. We'll finish up real quick when we come back.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll get the answer to that question all about brakes and brake fluid, and get on board with your own question. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
More than 175,000 households in North Carolina are without power. Governor Roy Cooper is strongly urging them to stay off the road as a massive winter storm blankets parts of the southeast with snow and ice.
The State Highway Patrol has responded to more than 500 crashes just since midnight. Our troopers are ready to help you, but don't make us have to.
As many as 190,000 customers are without power in North Carolina. The storm prompted some 1,000 flight cancellations at Charlotte Douglas International Airport, the sixth busiest airport in the country. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer tells CBS's Face the Nation that U.S.-China trade negotiations need to reach a successful end by March 1st, or new tariffs will be imposed.
When I talk to the President of the United States, he's not talking about going beyond March. He's talking about getting a deal. If there's a deal to be gotten, we want to get it in the next 90 days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
If you have a question in the lubrication realm, and we're talking about every possible part of your vehicle, or it can be a snowmobile, it can be something on the water, it can be something used in lawn care. We can help you out in many different ways, because Dan Watson is with us, our certified lubrication specialist, and we're finishing up a question from Mike in Texas, who wanted to know the difference between .3/4 and .5 brake fluid. And Dan was describing the way the braking systems work in today's modern cars. And Dan, another thing that we see out there on some very expensive cars are ceramic brake rotors, which actually will heat up and dissipate some of that heat as well. But let's talk about lubricating and doing it right.
Well, you know, you mentioned a couple of things there, because it is important to think about that for a minute. I mean, the disc brakes have gone to what they call ventilated and everything to try to keep them cool, and anything to try to prevent them from getting too hot, because they will warp. And anybody that's ever had them warp, you know the feeling. You press on the brakes when you don't have to stop real hard. You come into a stop sign or something, and you feel the car make its whoop, 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 sort of, as it's stopping. And you feel it because that thing's not, that disc is no longer exactly round. And as it's warped, it's engaging and not engaging as much against those pads on the caliper, so it stops funny. And then you have to go in and have them turn the rotors to make them true again, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, heat is a problem, and they've come up with a number of different ways. And just a quick thing on that is that, you know, don't be surprised if you go with the cheapest brake pads and the cheapest repair that you can get, that you're back there in a shorter period of time than you expected, because you have warped rotors, because the cheap stuff doesn't dissipate heat very well, and it'll end up being an aggravation to you. So buy some quality stuff for your brakes. They got to stop you, and it's important to stop, and they'll last longer and give you less aggravation if you buy quality stuff to begin with. Now, the .5 and the .3 or .4 ratings are for temperatures. Most standard cars are going to use .3, .4 fluid. And the whole deal we're talking about here, I was talking before about spongy brakes, and when they get really hot, and if you flash that liquid, that brake fluid, to any kind of vapor, then that vapor will compress. So when you're pushing on the brake, it starts compressing the vapor instead of moving the caliper to force it against the disc. So all of a sudden, you're not getting good pressure to push that caliper. So your brakes aren't giving you very good function. And what it is they've just gotten so hot that they're flashing the fluid off in the cylinder that's trying to operate the calipers. Now, in some cases, for some high-performance cars, you'll see .5 brake fluid. It's got a higher temperature rating. So you might ask yourself, well, if you got one of these vehicles and you should you just move up to .5 if the .3 is not working, or .4. And in some cases, yes, you could do that. But what you want to do specifically is check with your manufacturer, because sometimes the components may not be, everything in it may not be compatible with the different fluid that's in the .5. In other words, seals, O-rings, and so forth may not be compatible. And in a lot of cases, they will be. So you just have to make sure that your manufacturer would say, if you want to run .5, you can. We don't think it's necessary, but if you want to, go ahead. Now, that brings us to the next one. There is a .6 out there. But what .6 is silicon. Silicon brake fluid. It's not compatible with anything else, and it's only used in some very, very high temperature situations. So if your vehicle requires .6, definitely get it. It's silicon based. It's expensive. But if it doesn't say .6, don't go buy .6 because you think, hey, this is really high performance stuff. I'll put this in my car, because that silicon won't be compatible with the other fluid and it's not going to work real well in your system. So be careful with that. So again, just to sum it up, the dot ratings are temperature classifications. .3 and .4 are pretty close together. They just changed a little bit of some of their characteristics. And that's for most standard vehicles. .5 is for a number of high-performance vehicles, has a higher temperature rating. But .6 is for rare, high-temperature racing applications usually. And that's not compatible to be mixed with other stuff. It's a silicon-based brake fluid. So hopefully that sort of clears that up for Mike. He asked what the differences were. I think that's a pretty good explanation. If you want more on it, you know, contact me from the Lube page. Just go into the Lube page and send a question to me, and we'll get you some written material on the difference in that if that's what you're looking for.
That sounds absolutely great. Got a question from Ben in New York, and he wants to talk to you about lithium. Is lithium complex grease better than synthetic grease? That's an interesting question.
Well, it is, and it brings up something we've talked about before when we've been on the air, and that's about that most people don't really understand what grease is, because lithium complex is in the industry what we call the soap, or is better looked at as the thickener that makes the grease be in a semi-liquid form, which is what it is, rather than in a liquid form. And I've tried to describe grease before to people that they'll think of it as a sponge full of oil, and that if I were to take that sponge and hold it against something that was moving, like a rotating piece of metal or something, if I had just held it against it, the oil that would be in the sponge would start to bleed out onto the rotating component, and that oil would provide the lubrication that I want on that rotating component. Now, the lithium complex is what the sponge is made of. It's the thickener or the base or the soap, which is nothing except a product that will hold the oil into the semi-liquid that it is. So, what I've got is two parts to grease. I've got the oil, which is the actual lubricating oil, and I've got the sponge, if you will, which is this lithium complex. So when somebody asks the question, is lithium complex a better grease? Well, lithium complex is not a grease. Lithium complex is a thickener that makes the finished product, which is a mixture of lubricating oil and that thickener. Now, lithium complex is fine. It does a good job. And with the right type of lubricant, which is why when we talk about a synthetic grease, we're talking about the lubricating oil that is in this mixture is synthetic and not petroleum. I can have a petroleum-based lubricant in a lithium complex grease. Lithium complex, again, is a good thickener, but it doesn't provide the lubrication. The oil that's in the grease that bleeds out provides the lubrication. It can either be petroleum or it can be synthetic. And if it is petroleum, it's extremely limited, regardless of the lithium complex, isn't going to help it. It can't handle very cold temperatures, and it can't handle real hot temperatures because it's just simple petroleum lubricating oil. If I put a high-performance synthetic oil in the grease, then as that oil bleeds out, it will have the same characteristics of lubrication of the synthetic oil that it is, meaning that it could handle way down below zero, it's still bleeding out and giving you a lubricating oil that will lubricate, and it will go up to very high temperatures. Now, some of the greases that are made good synthetic greases will have 500-degree upper operating limits. So they're very high temperature and high-speed grease. So I hope that clarifies that, again, on what grease is made of.
Great answer. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about diesels. We love talking about diesels here on Auto World. Give us a call or shoot us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. He's the man. He's the expert. And he's with us for this entire hour. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Dan Watson is with us. He's our certified expert when it comes to all things synthetic and all things lubrication-wise. We're taking your questions, and both Dan and I are big fans of diesel engines, and Gary is a fan, as he owns one. He writes us from Arkansas. He says he's got an old 95 Dodge Cummins diesel truck. And Danny wants to know, can he use the new CK4 diesel oil?
Well, it is a good question, because when we look at ratings of diesel oil, if you're using the latest heavy-duty diesel oil with this is a CK4 rating, then by design that oil is required to be backward compatible and replace the previous versions of CI4 plus, CJ4, and now CK4. And it'll do it. Here's the thing. I would caution somebody with a 95. Your 1995 was best served by a diesel oil with a very robust additive package with high levels of zinc and phosphorus for good anti-wear and characteristics. Now, the more modern oils are a little limited in those aspects because of EPA requirements. So if you could find yourself a pure CI4 plus heavy-duty diesel oil, to me, that would be a little bit better match for you. But by design, the CK4 is rated to replace the CI4 plus, and therefore it would satisfy your requirements. I'm saying satisfy them, not necessarily enhance them over what the original CI4 plus oil was for that application. We're kind of stuck in a quandary when it comes to, as we're moving along through this, because the most modern diesels now have both diesel particulate filters and catalytic converters in their exhaust system, mm-hmm. as well as a urea nitrous oxide treatment. Mm-hmm. And what the manufacturers are concerned with is they don't want excessive amounts of zinc and phosphorus, because if you were to get much carryover from that, you could have some problem with your catalytic converters, and that would all be based upon the volatility of the oil and a number of other things. So that's why they would limit that slightly. Now, companies like Amsoil Synthetics, new CK4 oil is, if you use it, don't worry about finding any CI4 plus, because what they've done is the way that they have adjusted the additive package to suit the EPA and to put some other proprietary additives in there, it ends up having up to 6 times the protection level required for what's called the anti-scuffing test that's done, was written by Detroit Diesel for a particular test. It's their test, not AMSOIL's. And they're 6 times better on that test than what the requirement is. In other words, a 600% better performance with their CK4 oil. Now, that's an exception because Ford Motor Company was upset with the performance of the standard CK4 oils that they tested in their Ford Powerstrokes. They weren't happy with the results. Now, there's been some modifications by people, and Ford says it's okay now because of the changes that some of the oil companies did to make some improvements that Ford demanded before they would say that oil suited their Powerstroke performance. But AMSOIL's not suiting it. It's blowing it out of the water. 6 times the wear characteristics in their premium diesel oil. So if you're going to look for a CK4, and you want to really make sure that you're well protected beyond anything that you thought of, check out that AMSOIL diesel oil. And if you need more information, go to thelubepage.com and ask me for some information. I'll send you some technical information on that AMSOIL diesel oil, and you can look at it for yourself.
That's great. And, of course, you can call Dan as well. It may take him a day or so to get back, but he definitely will respond to your call. And what's the toll-free number, Dan?
That would be 800-370-2986.
Dan is one of the largest distributors of AMSOIL in all of North America, so don't be a stranger. Anytime, call us up here on air, email us. We'd love to hear from you. We heard from Art in California, who wants to know about fuel additives. What is the best fuel additive for cleaning my direct injected gasoline engine? And this is what we're seeing from the real cutting-edge new vehicles, Dan.
Well, it is, and it's a good question, because when you head to direct injected, and most of our listeners know what that is, but it means there's an injector tip sitting in the cylinder, no longer a throttle body injector or an injector up in the intake manifold, but we've actually put an injector right in the cylinder, just like a diesel, in order to direct inject that fuel mixture right into the cylinder. Now, that means we have to deal with some of the same problems that the diesel community has dealt with year after year after year in dealing with perfecting injectors. So we're kind of in the gasoline side on that. We're back with injectors, sort of kind of like the injectors they used 20 years ago in the diesel community. They've come a long way from that, but that's where we are in the injectors for direct injected engines. So here's the deal. You could use a good fuel cleaner, something you put in the gas tank, and you can get your injector tips cleaned, and you can do some work on carbon buildup in the cylinder. But one of the things you cannot clean is the seat or backside of the intake valve. It's a bit of a problem because that's an area that sometimes gets carbon buildup on it. And if it reaches the point to where it's not seating as well as it should, you'll get some compression leakage out through that, and you'll lose some power. But since my fuel mixture is not coming in through the airstream on the intake valve, it can't clean it because it can't get to it. It's not there. So if you have an intake valve that gets dirty enough to cause a problem, you're going to have to go to a mechanic shop or back to the dealership. And they've got methods to clean that. And as I understand it, we're talking about around 100,000 miles. People, in some cases with the direct injected engines, are going to get that service done to get back to the maximum performance. They are highly, highly powerful and efficient engines. And so it's just one of the little drawbacks of when you when you change over to this, you end up saying, wow, I can't clean the intake valve. Well, you can't. So you have to go get it professionally cleaned because you can't buy an additive because the additive won't touch it. So if it can't get through it, it can't clean it. Okay, so that's the best we can say on that. Now, if you want an excellent cleaner, there's one from Amsoil called Performance Improver, and it'll clean the tip of that injector. It'll take carbon off the top of that piston. It'll do everything it can that it can touch to clean, but it won't clean the backside of that intake valve. Just doesn't do it. So
just doesn't do that.
Can't get there. You know, that's that old saying in West Virginia. You can't get there from here. You know, so
that's right. Very good. We got a question from Jerry in Alabama, and Jerry says, "I have a new UTV for the farm. Does Amsoil make oils for these machines?"
Well, you know, this is one of the interesting areas, ATVs and UTVs. I thought these things were just little recreational vehicles. Everybody's going to enjoy running around and playing on them, right? They make these little UTVs, which stands for utility vehicle rather than all-terrain. And they've got some of the same components in them as an ATV, but if you've seen them advertised, Bob, they're like little trucks. They got a little body on the back of them, and you can drive around. And they are so convenient for these guys with big farms or ranches because they're easy to drive, they move around, and they'll carry a pretty good load. Like if you want to put, you know, 4 or 5 bales of hay up on the back of it and stack them up, you take that, this, that, and the other. So they're very useful vehicles, and they require some particular special lubricants. And Amsoil got into this and decided to make a full line of ATV and UTV products for both the engine, the transmission, the little transfer cases. They have a full line. Everything, they got 5W-50, 10W-40, they got transmission oils, gear oils. It's all there, and if you are looking for that, you know, take a look at thelubepage.com. We'll give you all the information you need on it. It's relatively new from the synthetic world, and Amsoil's gotten into it, but it's because these things are not cheap, Bob. They're expensive.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Dan, time just flies every time you're with us, and folks, don't forget, call them up or send them an email, danwatson@thelubepage.com. Thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour.
I'm on the road again.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.